the South Australian government has announced a $2 million digital games development fund with a digital hub to be situated in the Adelaide CBD. It could become the hub for some of the world's greatest game developers. It's set to generate 500 local jobs and drive investment in the industry. Annalisa Gracias has more.
The global market for games is significant, and Australia has seen an increase in opportunities to gain a further share in the market. Amit Oberoi and David D. Margaretti from Game Plus are aiming to support Australian developers and advance their skills.
So Australia is a very small part of the international video games industry. However, we're so close to Asia, and it's been a huge trend of them now to taking Western games and converting them into the Asian market. And it's a new opportunity for Australian developers to actually start getting out there and competing in the global space. Not just that, but Australian game developers can compete internationally and take on big titles, as we've seen with Adelaide's own homegrown Mighty Kingdom. So I think what we need to focus on doing from a collective standpoint is providing a pathway for people developing their skills in the video games industry, as broad as those skills can be, and making sure that there is jobs at each stage of that development, of their career development. And that's something that Game Plus is really trying to do by lowering the barriers to entry for new companies and also co-locating larger companies to try and keep those skills within Australia and grow an industry that could be quite a vibrant industry, and Adelaide could certainly be a hub for that.
The second precinct for Game Plus will be situated on Pirie Street in Adelaide and will be based on the original hub in Canberra.
Got about 1,000 square metres in the CBD, which comprises of 29 hot desks and 13 studios. This is 25% bigger than what we actually have in Canberra. And in Canberra, we've seen about 47% growth in less than 1 year, and we have 25 different studios in there.
The government funding is imperative to back the progress of game developers and talent across Australia.
The funds will be basically administered to support the establishment of the space itself, and also assisting with driving down some of the rental prices of the facility itself. So this in turn really helps support, you know, the South Australian industry and provides a platform for digital entrepreneurs to come, to co-locate, to share resources, knowledge and opportunities, and be able to do that at a cost of not having huge liabilities and overheads over them. So it's massively beneficial to the people that are within the industry, and Game Plus is a platform for allowing that support.
Mighty Kingdom is an Adelaide-based game developer who recently produced its first game with Lego and will soon call the Games Plus Hub home. Dan Thorsland is the general manager of Mighty Kingdom and believes Adelaide, South Australia, is the place to be for a gaming developing company in the growing industry.
I moved here 16 years ago from New York, started in the games industry here in South Australia, and it has all of the talent that you need to really access the global games market, which is worth about $100 billion every year. But all of that talent is here in South Australia. And if you look at the quality of living in South Australia, you look at the cost of running a business in South Australia compared to running a studio in someplace like Sydney or Brisbane or Melbourne, it's very cost competitive to set up a large production team here and then export via the digital economy out to the world. So I think that's why it's very important for SA to get on board with it and start looking at this as an initiative that's going to create a lot of jobs here and a lot of opportunity here in South Australia. Personally, here we've got 35 people, and we've grown from 6 to 35 in the space of about 3 years since I joined the company.
The games industry is growing, and Dan believes there's a gap in the market which could be corrected by the state government fund.
The games industry is a great industry for particularly younger people coming out of university to look at breaking into. Australians consume about $3 billion worth of games every year, yet we only export about $111 million worth of products out to the global market. So there's a real disparity between what we produce and what we consume in terms of the content we like. For Australia, this is a very important thing. It shows that the states are starting to fill in where the federal government has kind of missed the target, I feel, in providing industry support for a growing industry that young Australians are very interested in.
The arrangement for Mighty Kingdom within the Game Plus Hub is set to further grow the industry in South Australia with the help of the government.
We were able to get together with state government, with the guys from Game Plus, and come to an agreement that Mighty Kingdom becoming the major tenants of a facility where we could share the work, we could collaborate with other people producing games at different scales within the South Australian market, would have an enormous knock-on effect for growing the industry here in South Australia. And we're convinced that will happen. And obviously the government's come on board and convinced as well.
Australians will have to keep an eye out for big things ahead in the games industry and for Adelaide as Australia's new hub.
People from around Australia need to look at Adelaide as an example of what any Australian company in any part of the country can do in terms of accessing a global market. So here we have a team of 35 people working in a city that most of our customers have never even heard of, really. And we have between 3 and 5 million customers a month playing our games all around the world. And they don't know where we come from, they don't know what country we're based in, but they just know that they really like to play our games.
Dan Thorsland, ending that report by Annalisa Gracias.